Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you ever feel a little Nazi-ish, Adam?
I don't think I've ever felt Nazi-ish.
No, you never feel like maybe committing a Holocaust or maybe, you know, Hitler was a great guy. You never just have that little streak in you?
I'm amazed when I see some people kind of revisiting history now, and it seems prevalent nowadays, including some very high-profile people. But no, I think I've closed the book on whether or not Hitler and the Nazis were good. I think that's been determined, and I'm not ready to revisit that.
Okay, you probably couldn't get a job in the White House then.
Oh, come on.
Private texts were published by Politico of Paul Ingrassia. Paul is the White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security. He has withdrawn his nomination to lead the Office of the Special Counsel because he was not only the White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security, he was up for the job of Office of Special Counsel Head. He has withdrawn his application because of text messages that were published by Politico. And in the message, Ingrassia said he had a Nazi streak. He also said that the Martin Luther King Jr. holiday should be tossed into the seventh circle of hell. I don't know this person personally, but how do you get to such a high level of government with those kinds of ideas in your brain? I just don't understand how, in this day and age, regular people, and I guess he's a regular person, can think things like this. And not only think them, but also put them in a group chat with other fellow coworkers. They were fellow Republicans that were in this group chat. I just don't understand even what that means. I have a bit of a Nazi streak.
Yeah.
And then how in the world do you get to this high level of government? So I'm asking really seriously, do people joke about this? Do they put, do you and your listener, I'm talking to you, you and your friends have like group texts where you think it's funny to say like, hey, Hitler was a great guy and Martin Luther King Day should be in the seventh circle of hell. I really, you can be anonymous and you can educate me because I just don't understand how something like this happens. Am I being naive, Adam?
I think it's totally naive to think that somebody like this could at least rise to the, at least to be nominated for a position like this. I mean, we see vetting fail all the time. And that's my bigger question. I mean, we have that all the time, even with, mm-hmm, issues certainly not as serious as somebody saying the disgusting things that this guy said, but just, mm-hmm, the fact that How many times have we said, how does this person, how do they not catch this? And so that shouldn't surprise me. What's scary, though, and with this, and again, I'm certainly not saying that, you know, to be a member of the Trump administration or to be a Republican or to be a member of the MAGA movement, you automatically have to be a racist and have some of these views. I am not saying that at all. Let me be clear on that. But this is scary. And also, this doesn't trouble me as much as like the young Republicans and those texts and the kind of excusing that even the vice president of the United States is giving to those guys, saying, you know, they're young. And then to the immediate whataboutism, pointing to Jay Jones, or I forget, this attorney general candidate, who also said a disgusting, horrible thing that should absolutely be disqualifying for that. There was a very well-written op-ed piece in the Star Tribune recently about how just the casualness, the casualty, or just the ease with which these people feel they can say that and not face any pushback whatsoever. Or I think it says more about us in that we feel uncomfortable sometimes, especially if we're with a group of friends or people we know, to push back. And I understand that. I'll admit I've been in situations in my life where somebody has said something that was disgusting or that was racist, or and because I knew this person or have been friends with this person, that I shouldn't push back. Here's a great example of it. And it made me very uncomfortable at the time, but bravo to my... We were on a fishing trip many, many, many years ago, and I was with my dad, and my dad had a friend of his from where he lived, and that friend brought his son on the fishing trip. His son was a newcomer to the fishing group, didn't really know him before that, and we're all sitting around the table one night, and as guys do, we're sitting around, and this guy, this newcomer, told a joke, and it was a racist joke, and I'll never forget. I'll admit, my reaction at the time was I kind of chuckled, and my dad just sat there stone-faced and said, you know what, that isn't funny. That was a racist joke. And I remember it was so uncomfortable, and I think about that all the time. And, like more of us should do that, and it doesn't mean you have to, like, disavow that person, but just to check ourselves, saying, you know what, we can have certain views and we can have certain beliefs, but that borders on, we shouldn't be that way. And I don't know. Maybe I off-tracked your conversation, but
that's what I mean. Like, especially as leaders, like, we don't have enough Bob Carters out there to say that kind of speech is not acceptable, certainly not in my presence, and shutting it down. And that's what they tell our kids, you know, to be an upstander against bullies and against terrible statements like this. I guess I just... Now these are two scandals, the Paul Ingrassia and then, of course, the Young Republicans within a matter of weeks. And maybe it's me, my naivete, that people have group texts where they're super racist. Yeah. And is that a trend? Is it young people? And that's why I ask the listeners. And you're anonymous when you text. I mean, we can see your phone number, of course. I won't be calling you, but I'd like to hear your experience. Like, is this a thing where people just feel a little Nazi streak every now and then and say things out loud, and that is accepted? I thought the civil rights movement really did a lot of great work to tamp down something like this. And I guess the greater question is, Adam, is this overt kind of racism and, you know, acceptable fascism, is this in fashion now? I mean, this guy, Paul Ingrassia, was 30 years old. He's a young person. And the Young Republicans, I mean, some of them were young, some of them were older, as we know. They were grown-ups, certainly. Is this how we talk now? And that's what I'm asking. And maybe not you, Adam. I mean, that was a great story that you shared. But the young people, is this how people talk? 651-461-9226. I'm curious.
I think, sadly, that we've always, when we're in our, whether it's with a group of buddies or knowing that, or when we think, you know, we're okay, we're in a situation where it's okay to say some grotesque things that wouldn't fly if you were in public. I think that's always been there, and I think the fact now that social media has allowed people to still say those things, thinking that they're not going to draw attention or thinking that it's okay. I don't know. I don't know what the root of that is. And I know we always...
But this isn't social media.
Yeah, I know.
We know they're trolls. We know that yep. is the worst version of everybody on social media because there's zero accountability. This was in a group text to a person who was nominated to an extraordinarily high ranking. Right. He was the White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security. And again, he was nominated to lead the Office of the Special Counsel. Yeah. This isn't TikTok.
I get it. It
confounds me. And some of the texts, here we go. Someone says, Jordana, in my 68 years, I have never heard such racist, awful speech. Well, I am so glad for you. And the thing is, I have. And most of it came from my grandparents. They were older and they would say things that were no longer in fashion that you couldn't say, mm-hmm. like the word colored to describe a subset of people. But yet, once you said, Graham, you can't say that anymore. That's not, and they're like, oh, okay, okay, no problem. Like, I used the word, and I'll just be very honest with you, I used the word transvestite in my home, and my youngest said, Mom, you can't say that. Mm-hmm. I was like, wait a minute, I didn't understand that was now either a slur, or I said, well, that's what we used to call people who felt they were in the wrong body or used to dress in a manner that was not their
dressed
gender
like a woman,
that they were
like a
born
man,
in
right.
at birth. Exactly. You know, a woman in a man's clothing right. or a man in a woman's clothing. That's what we use. And she said, no, you can't use that word anymore. So you know what? Now I know.
Right.
And I was embarrassed.
But that's far different. But that's far different from having hateful views. And
that's what I'm getting at. Like, are people secretly super racist? That's really the question. Do people really have the Nazi streak in them? This person obviously did, and everybody on the group chat either felt the same or was willing to tolerate that behavior. And remember, friends, our culture is what we are willing to tolerate. And if we are willing to tolerate overt racism or pro-Nazism, then that has become the culture. And it would have been the culture of the Office of the Special Counsel if this person got to be the lead. So I'm just looking for, and you guys are helping me, we're going to get to the text, some insight into the human psyche. Mm-hmm. Is this how people are talking? Now, this was a 30-year-old person, Paul Ingracia. Is this how people are talking? Jorah, the anti-woke movement has given people permission to continue to be racist or bigots. Being woke needs to shake its negative connotation and be redefined as being good, kind citizens to all humans of all races and genders. That's fair. I like to define woke as somebody who is awake, mm-hmm. somebody who is awake now to racism, to systemic racism, to, you know, like the post-George Floyd lessons that we learned. That's how I like to define the word woke. I don't think it's a negative thing. Jor, there are plenty of people who believe this stuff. And yes, when they are in what they consider private groups, I'm sure they say it openly.
I mean, obviously that happened and that does happen. But back to the anti-woke thing, I think it's easy to say that the pushback against wokeness, and again, I always find that a little ridiculous seized on that word. I don't think it's entirely about just having a right to be a bigot or a racist. I think a lot of it is people who feel that like we talked about this yesterday with transgender rights, and that there are just a group of people that feel uncomfortable about that, especially when it comes to competitions. And I don't think that's necessarily a bigoted position. I think that's we might get to a point in our lives where it does become most mm-hmm. more acceptable. And I get that every society goes through that, and we've gone through it with other aspects. But I don't automatically that there's just people who feel uncomfortable that society is pushing too much, too fast, And I get that. I don't think that automatically mm-hmm. means that somebody is a racist or a bigot just because they are hesitant to see that and it makes them uncomfortable. Now, we can say, okay, I get it makes you uncomfortable, but also these people feel uncomfortable every single day and we can do better to make yes. them feel more accepted. I get mm-hmm. that, but I'm not automatically just to say, if you're anti-woke, you must be a racist or a bigot. We have a phone
Karen?
Call.
Yeah, I see that. Karen, sure. We're going to get to you in just 1 minute. I need to read this text, this okay. one text yep. here. This texter says, I'm an 18-year-old boy. I promise you, the only people who talk and make jokes about Nazis with their friends are racists themselves. Unfortunately, it's quite common among the younger generations, but IDK. And for those of us older than 18, IDK means I don't know. No. So first of all, I'm so happy that there's an 18-year-old young man listening to our show.
I don't know why, and, but thank you. Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yes.
No, this is the question. I'm so glad yeah. your input is so valuable to me because he does say that that happens, and those people are probably racist themselves. And thank you, young man. Let's go to Karen now. She's on the line. Hi, Karen.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Hi.
This is just the older I get, I turn 66 next week, the more troubled I am with the racism in the United States. And as I tell my staff, if you don't speak up when you see something wrong or someone said something that isn't right, whether it's politically or otherwise, you become an enabler of that behavior and that opinion. And we're never going to snuff this out if people don't start speaking up and calling out these kinds of remarks. It is really disheartening. So kudos again to that 18-year-old who texted in.
Yes.
So anyway, that's just my opinion. It's really troubling.
Thank you, Karen.
Karen, you're right. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for being that kind of leader that says you got to call it out. It's mm-hmm. not okay. Tons of texts. Let's quick take a break. 651-461-9226. We'll be right back.
Linda's Construction Time Check 10:53. Time to refresh your curb appeal with new siding. 50% off installation labor through Halloween, October 31st.
I know we only have a few minutes left, but just to reset the conversation, Paul Ingrassia's private texts were published in Politico, and these were private. It was a group chat text that he was in with some other Republicans. And who's Paul Ingrassia, you ask? He is the White House liaison to the Department of Homeland Security, and he was nominated to lead the Office of Special Counsel. Now, in messages to other Republicans in the group chat that I guess he was working with, he said,
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma is designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I have a Nazi streak. And he said that Martin Luther King Jr. holiday and Kwanzaa, those holidays deserve to be tossed into the seventh circle of hell where they belong. And the casualness with which this was discussed on the group chat, coupled on top of the Young Republicans group chat that was leaked a few weeks ago, leads me to ask the question, do people, like regular people, have a Nazi streak? Are we all, well, not me, but and not Adam and not Josh, but are we all secretly racist and it's okay to have group texts, you know, praising Hitler or, you know, saying that Hitler was right or that, you know, Martin Luther King Jr. holiday should be tossed into the seventh circle of hell? And I am curious about what's going on privately, and your responses are disheartening, but they're truthful. And I appreciate that. Jor, look at the, this texter says, look at the mother in Rochester, Minnesota, who hurled the N-word multiple times at a five-year-old in the park.
And has never, ever had any sort of apology or remorse. Furthermore, has doubled down on it. She made, you know, $800,000 off of it on a, like a, not a GoFundMe, but another version of that where people were racist, sent her money for that. And again, that's grotesque that that can exist and not only exist, but is also rewarded in any possible way in this country. And that's it. You know, bring back shame for people who just are shameless. Mm-hmm. Shame doesn't work if you have no shame. And clearly this guy, and he's a guy went to, he's got his bachelor's from Fordham, got his law degree from Cornell.
Smart. This is not a stupid person.
No.
Or at least academically, maybe stupid in morality, maybe morally bankrupt.
Yep.
But this is this is a person who, that's why I'm so confounded by this. You know better. Like, it's a work text that is can be public. You are supposedly someone who's in service of the United States. I'll read you this text. This texter says, guys, until recently, I have been willing to extend grace to Republicans. I disagree with some of their policies, but we can agree to disagree. No longer. When the Republicans tell us who they are, believe them. Friend, I hear you. Now, this is no means extending to all Republicans.
No.
Absolutely.
No.
That is not what I'm saying here. But we are now finding two instances of what they thought were private group chats of people admitting to being super racist.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just wondering if that was in fashion again. And sadly, unfortunately, maybe it was never out of fashion is what I've learned from today's segment.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.